Blog Talk Radio.
Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel, and today we'll be getting back into Second Maccabees. And also, we can add a little extra topic in there, you know. It could be an open discussion about something else entirely. But as you know, I've been wanting to kind of get this book knocked out, you know, so we can move on to other things, right? Okay, I want to, you know, add in a couple little corrections, because that last show I kind of, you know, said some things that wasn't quite right. As far as the number, how long the Edomites kind of been ruling, I was adding in time that Egypt was ruling, and that wasn't quite right, so... So basically, I want to say, if you remember when I said the Edomites basically been in control for, you know, 3,500 years, 4,000 years. That's adding in, like, you know, I'm adding in all types of years in there, you know, doing the Sparta scrimmages. But they wasn't ruling the world at that time, you know. We shouldn't count that right there. And Egypt, I keep wanting to count some time that Egypt was in power, that they was there too. Why? Not that I think the Egyptians were Caucasian or something like that, but they obviously got some type of underlining connection, you know? Like I said, those Greek gods, they're mimicking, copying off of Egyptian gods, right? And when you go into deep thought on that, Israel was winging off those Egyptian gods. We was trying to get away from them, but a lot of our people kept going right back to them, you know? So I bet even in that time period, we made that connection between the Greek gods and Egypt gods. We was back worshiping Egypt gods again when we worship the Greek gods, you know? It just they switched it up on us, but I think we've seen, you know, the connection. You know, and so I really do believe that, man. Let me see. But, yeah, my correction I wanted to make from the last show was basically saying how many years they had in common. It's just it's over 2,000 years, so I want to say it's about 500 or something like that, tops, you know, that they literally been literally running the world, right? And, yeah, so yeah, that's pretty much it on that. Yeah, so today we're going to get in 2 Maccabees. We'll be starting in chapter 8, and I'm going to see if I can knock out 8, 9, and 10, okay? Also, Brother Ronald, I did get your message, man. My bad for not responding. Let me see. I thought Brother Ronald was in, but I guess he dropped out. But yeah, I did get your message though, Brother Ronald. As far as another topic, he want to talk about the Mystery Babylon. You know, if America's Mystery Babylon, or you know, if Israel's Mystery Babylon. But yeah, we can do a little bit of everything, man. But I really wanted to get those 2 Maccabees knocked out. And, you know, see what's going on with that, all right? Okay, so, yeah, so we did that. Look at my panel. Yeah, Brother Ronald was in, so I guess he dropped out or some, you know, whatever. Sister Thale haven't made it in just yet. Anyway, I got a lot to cover. Let me do a little recap. You know, and try to kill a little time, wait for them to come on in, man. Okay, so the recap is we was read something very, very kind of horrible, chapter 5, 6, and 7. It's basically dealing with wicked Israelites. And that Antiochus, he was a rough king right there. He literally wanted to make the Jews worship a whole nother god, and he was killing any Jews that wanted the laws of God, you know, keep the Sabbath day and praising God, you know. They suffered to be killed, man. So he was pretty rough as a king. And man, and he literally just was killing a whole bunch of them and taking thousands of them captives deep in his territory, right? Oh, man, it was horrible. And it was a mother and 7 sons. He was trying to get them to eat some pork, and they refused to do it, right? And they'd rather die than eat pork. And I remember explaining how we saying that we are descendants of these people, but yet we are radically different today than we are back then. As far as our faith, man. It seems like they got more in common with ISIS, with the Taliban, you know, with the Islamic world, you know. And speaking of which, the Islamic world is not quite in play just yet. They didn't come into play until later on in the Roman dynasty, you know, in their empire, toward their end. I want to say like the last 200 so years. That's when the Islam and Muhammad kind of did his thing. It was somewhere around 500, 600 A.D. I want to say it's something like that is when Muhammad did his thing. It could have been like 400 A.D. So the Roman Empire, I believe, lasted to the 700s A.D. So I think so. Anyway, yeah. So they seem to have a lot more in common with our ancestors than we do. And I kind of did a little underlining message in that, you know, because I'm one that believes that a lot of the customs, a lot of the things that the Islam world do, I want to say that they pretty much seen it from our Torah and got that information from our Torah and related into theirs, you know, and even like who we are. You know, I believe that's kind of, you know, they kind of copied all of that essence of who we were back then, and they, you know, transferred it over to their understanding, right? Which makes it attractive for Israelite settlers. When we did get kicked out of our land, we can simply go over there with them, and they pretty much, you know, it's not the same, but it's close to being the same than anything else. Of keeping the Torah, you know. I mean, you know, when you look at it like that, I can see how why some chose to just go that way. But the ones who rejected that way, you know, eventually they was put to death. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you got that that empire that rose from Islam, right? But on the other end, we also took a look at in the last episode of is they Edomites? Is they Japheth? I don't think we answered that part, who exactly they were, but we was pretty sure that they wasn't Israel, right? We'll be occupying Israel in the last days. The Bible just calls them Gentiles, but we don't know exactly what type of Gentiles they were. But I guess it doesn't matter if they was of Shem or if they were Japheth, you know. But anyhow, they copying our identity. That's what we was hitting on. You know, and my thoughts on that, I'm that's what I think is the case, too, that they was pretty much they was not adopted, but they not by blood, but they were still under what's the word am I looking for? I want to say they just picked up our belief, you know, just kind of picked it up, and they start practicing it, and you know, as far as I understand that they, we was going out of the land. We was already going out of the land after 70 A.D., right? And I believe that that's when they came up with the idea, you know, sometime after that, to say that they are the Jews, right? So, converted, right, converts, right? They converted into Judaism, right, from whatever belief system that they were. I believe it was a Khazaria or something like that. So I want to say that was that Japheth, or is they a branch of the Shem? I'm not even sure. I want to say Japheth, though. But, yeah, so that happened. And that's to me, it just kind of adds into that big conspiracy, you know, of there was Israelites right there in that land, which is us, our ancestors, right? And we left such an impact after we was gone out of that land that you got them trying to say they are us, and the Islam world saying, you know, copying what we were and trying to establish what we were, but flip it over into their understanding, or, you know, like copying it, you know. And here we are. We lost our identity, and the whole world is just kind of, you know, knowing who we are, and or maybe they don't know who we are. Maybe we just got lost. They thought they killed us all or something. I don't know. But I kind of lean toward the understanding that they know who we were. And so they know that, you know, we lost our identity and all of that. They did that on purpose because they already knew who we were, right? You know, that sign right there is attractive. But at the end of the day, this is like the Matrix, man. It's filled with conspiracy, and we're trying to understand what them took place. Because what makes it kind of confusing, or not confusing, but the more you lean towards the conspiracy side of it, is how long can if it was a lie, how long can that lie literally go? I mean, how can it last? Would it literally last from generation to generation like that? I mean, is it not a descendant? It'd be like, oh, man, yeah, my ancestors did that, man. I mean, let me go ahead and correct it, because that's not even right, man. You know? But apparently, no. Maybe there's a point in keeping us dumbed down like this. But the fact is that there's still millions of us who refer to ourselves as a crayon color, we do not know who exactly we are or whatever. And we believe that there is a license that we are, man, through the scriptures. But besides that, we was walking in darkness, man. And to a point to where it just kind of didn't matter to us no more. You know, it's just, you know, all we could, you know, just going through life like, just give it to God, you know, just blindly walking toward God, you know. I don't know who we are. If we was a bad guy, a good guy. We feel like we were one of the bad guys. Our events that kind of, you know, led to this and that, you know, with the child slavery and all over, you know, in South Africa to the islands, America. We definitely feels like the bad guy. Like, if there is a God, he definitely don't like us very good, very much, right? You know what I'm saying? So, and then I remember, like, in the 80s, with that same mindset, Africa was looking so attractive, man. Just the African spirituality, right? Or the Egyptians, you know. The Egyptians were black, or people of color. So, naturally, you know, we wanted to, you know, go through there, like in the 80s, playing that, you know, the conscious music. And, I remember that so well, man. And so, I mean, one thing led to another. And a lot of us kind of had this big walking away from the church, you know, and into this what they call conscious community. And I really want to try to talk to those brothers, man. Because now that we done woke up and we're standing with Israel, I don't know how other brothers act or be when they wake up, but I know what it's doing to me. It makes me want to talk to Muslims, you know, black Muslims. It makes me want to talk to these brothers in Egyptology, talk to these brothers in African spirituality, hear what they got to say, you know, hear what they got to say about the Bible, you know. And what they're saying is stuff that I was thinking and have said once before about the Bible, man. Just out of curiosity, shooting in the dark. Like, is it a white man's book? What's up? You know? But when you break that Bible down, you will see that it's not a white man's book. We was not reading it correctly to come up with that conclusion. And that's going to be like my main argument when talking to these brothers. So, and our brothers, that's in Christianity, man, because that's where we were. man, Christianity has my heart. You know, that's where a lot of family members in. That's where a lot of who I descend from was a part of, you know. And I, the way I look at it is they love our Heavenly Father, man. They love Christ. So by default, man, and we're reading out the same book. So by default, man, there's love to go around between Christianity and it's like waking up because we're on the same team, man. We're part of the same body of Christ. But it's just blind walking, you know. It's like they purposely wrap something around their eyes and they're just walking toward God, you know. It's already dark outside. You can't hardly see where you're going already. You can barely see, but not by much, right? And they decided to put some around their eyes and walk to God, right? Covering their eyes and ears. it's the way I like to say it, man, because there's a whole bunch of, like, little facts and details and misinterpreted scriptures that we try to shine a light to our brothers and sisters and put in the, you know, hold up, put the brakes on it and cross over to on this side. And, well, that's where the dilemma and debates come in at, you know, and the arguments, disagreements. And here we are, man. We just kind of all divided, you know. Not all Israelites are getting along, you know. So that's something to think about right there, which is unattractive to somebody just waking up. They want to wake up and think that we're all on the same team and whatnot. And we are, but there's some heavy disagreements out there, man. And one of the most important, well, one of the big disagreements is going over the names, the name of God, the name of our Messiah. Me, myself, and my position is I know who you're talking about, so I'm not tripping, man. If you even listen to the music on my show, you will see that if they're not saying Yahuwah, Yahweh, Shai, or, you know, Jesus, or, you know, Ahaya, Yeshaya, you know, I know who you're talking about, man. And it's all good, man. I'm not tripping. Some Israelites say it this way, some say it like that, you know, and if you go to Ghana, they saying it, you know, a certain different too. You got brothers and sisters that still want to go by the Roman calendar, you know, or just, you know, basically the Roman calendar, you might as well say, you know. And you got some that want to go by the moon and the stars, you know. So you got that little argument there. And then the rest is all kind of small stuff dealing with doctrine. But between just those that are named, man, it's slicing and dicing. We are just divided. Don't want to talk to each other, calling each other wicked Israelites and things like that, you know. You got, another big division. You got some that brothers and sisters that say, that all Caucasians are Edomites, right? And then you got some of us, which I'm kind of on that side too, as well as saying that Edomites are Caucasian in appearance, but all Caucasians, I don't think, is Edomites. You know what I'm saying? Then you got some folks who say that Edomites are Arabian, over there in the Middle East. That's the Edomites over there. So, anyway, the stuff that got us separated, man. But I don't know enough to really say they wrong and I'm right. I'm just studying for myself, right? Studying for myself. And I do think Japheth are Caucasians. I do, okay? And that's where I'm basing mine off of. But I am aware that Esau's descendants, went up there to where Japheth folks are. Okay? I'm very much aware of that. And Esau is the end of the world. And so I'm definitely believing that Esau is Caucasian in appearance. Not he wasn't born like that. Over time, he became that by having children with the Japheth, okay? And so that's just, you know, what I say. So when we look at Esau in the Bible and look at his descendants in the Bible, we will see that he start giving him these titles, right? And so when you look in the world who got those titles in this world, we're going to see is Great Britain and all that, these dukes. You know, those are titles that Esau had for his descendants. But you see, you know, right here in the British Empire, you see them wearing those titles today. So I'm thinking, so what does that mean? That means I'm thinking that's them right there, right? Right? And so now the question is all Caucasians related to these royal folks? And I just think they're tribal like we're tribal, like everybody else is tribal. There's different Asians. There's different people of color, black people. I think there are different white people. I don't think they're all cousins like that. They're part of the same family tree, yeah, probably. But I don't think they all, Esau took over that whole Japheth. I just, that's hard to wrap. It's hard for me to digest that, is what I'm saying. So, yeah. So that's where I'm at, y'all, with that. I'm looking for a certain scripture, too, to back that. I mean, I'm just kind of killing a little time, y'all, waiting on my panel to get in. But I'm kind of hitting on some things that, you know, and why I'm studying in public. Why I got this show up and, you know, why, you know, got this show studying, sharing my studies and where I'm at. Why am I doing it? So, I mean, I'm doing it because I'm searching for answers, man. I got questions like that, right? And I'm trying to do it on my own accord, man. Doing it for myself, you know. Yeah, so that's just kind of like where I'm at with it. So, let's see, my call board, nobody called in just yet. Okay, yeah, okay, it's Genesis chapter 9. I'm going to read this scripture right quick. Genesis chapter 9, verse 27. Okay, let me go to start on back up. Let me start at 24. All right, let me start at 24. Noah, all right? And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren, right? Now, that's Canaan, he's going to be a servant to servant unto his brothers, right? And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Right? So, so you got it from Noah saying, Shem, God bless. Let me read that one more time. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant, right? And God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Now, I think that's a pretty powerful statement right there. First off, you got to keep in mind, that Canaanites, although they produced the first world leader, you know what I'm saying? I take that back. That was Ham. Anyway, but Canaan comes from Ham. But anyway, Israel married a bunch of Canaanite women. We basically mixed in with the Canaanite people by not driving them out the land and stuff. We basically mixed in with them. But I'm thinking that we're as we come into the end of days, we're wrapping all of these things up at once, right? Definitely mixing ourselves, especially when we went inside into Africa after 70 AD. I really see us mixing with the locals down there. Definitely I think we took a big part of that Canaan bloodline is mixed up in us. All right. But the part that I want to shoot at is just Japheth. He said, God shall enlarge Japheth, right? And he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, right? Now, that right there, I think, is a powerful statement. Because we always look at Shem as having the Middle East area. You know what I'm saying? Going back in ancient times, you know, when the Tower of Babel, you know, we can see that Shem occupied the Mesopotamia, all of that area, India, all the way over to, you know, Iraq and all that, Shem, right? You know, and even going around this Mediterranean, you know. And Japheth, he was always known to be way over there, he loved it there, you know. He loved that land out there. Europe type of area right up there. Japheth, and he became the Isle of the Gentiles, right? According to our Bible. And, you know, and Ham was to the south there, basically North Africa. but we do know that he ended up spreading his roots down into deep Africa. But, you know, I just want to have, first let me explain it the way I kind of see it. And I could be very wrong. But that's, again, the whole reason why we got this show, to show you where I'm at with it, okay? I kind of always looked at that that type of way. And anyway, we all huddled together. But it's saying that Japheth shall occupy tents of Shem, right? They shall enlarge itself in the tents of Shem, you know. And I think that's a lot what we're seeing right now. I think this is Japheth. And Japheth is the one that's running the world, right? He enlarged himself, but it's under the tents of Shem. So I think it's a belief system, or the main belief system that's coming out of Shem is what Japheth is going to occupy. You see what I'm saying? Then it says Canaan shall be his servant, right? And we look at Africa today, and we see, I'm thinking, a bunch of Canaanites are there. And you count us along with that, you know, the slave trade and all. I kind of see that, man. I see exactly playing out just like that, you know? Oh, boy. But I really kind of see that, man. But so if I'm saying that that's Japheth, then how's Esau coming to play? He's of Shem. Well, then if we read the book of Yasher, it connects the dots. It shows you that Edomites or Esau merged itself up there with those folks, man. Descendants in the Rome area, descendants in the Greek. And by the way, he's prophesied to be, you know, living by the sword. And this is his heaven right here. I really see Esau on yachts and private jets. I do not. It's hard for me to digest Esau as a trash man, you know, as a janitor, as a truck driver, a school teacher, high school, you know. It's hard, man. It's hard. Because Esau is subject to be, well, he got a bad ending coming to him. Now, you say the royalty that's in Great Britain, that's Edomite, I'm like, yeah, right? They're wearing those titles, and they are super freaking rich. And I'm like, okay, that's Esau right there. If you talk about the Illuminati that's running the world, you know what I'm saying, behind the scenes, I'm like, yeah, that's Esau right there. Even if you look at the Jews, at least the super wealthy ones, that's over Hollywood and over the music industry and all of our television programs. Okay, yeah, well, I can believe that's, yeah, that's Esau or something like that, Amalek or whatever. You know, I can dig that stuff too. But it's something about seeing poverty-stricken Caucasians. It's something about seeing, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cent Caucasians. Or you know, they ain't even got to be poor or nothing, man. They just barely got, I mean, you know, getting by, you know, like everybody else. They working and they're trying to plan out their future and all that, man. You know, they're not rich. You know, they're not just poor neither. And it's hard to see. It's hard for me to see that. You know, because I'm really hoping that he's shining and he's pride, full of pride. That's how I can picture Esau. Like, who can bring me down? Full of pride. Right? It's hard to see Edomite that's humble or regrets how the past was, you know. Yeah, man, when I first came to this truth, I was just like, who are these guys on this corner, man? You know, and a lot of stuff that what they were saying is how I woke up. I was so interested in it. But I was interested in it. But I got to say, I had to fight this, like, man, that's not right. You know, why was you, you know, talking bad to these people that's walking by you? You know, that whole technique that they do is a powerful technique that's waking up a bunch of people. But even though it woke me up, I had this, like, little thing about me to where I don't seem like that's right, right? You know? But I mean, like I said, I still to this day, I don't know enough to say wrong for it. I'm just saying, man, what if you're wrong, though? What if that's not Edom, bro? That's Japheth. You know? Like the Asian, who do you... That's what I'm saying. Everybody got something different when it comes to Japheth. Who is Japheth? Some folks would say that's the Asian world, right? And they're not of Shem. Asians, they're not of Shem. That's Japheth. You know. They originally was over there in Europe centuries ago, and they migrated to the East. Right? And Caucasians are of Shem. I don't know, man. You know, like I said, I got where I'm at with it. And they got where they're at with it. And I'm hoping to one day get on the same pages with them. You know, so I just kind of want to voice my opinion on that. Take time out today. Voice my opinion on it. And just, I laid it out for y'all, right? And I'm openly doing this on my own accord. You know, I'm not getting paid to have this show. I'm just, man, just kind of just putting mine out there on Front Street. This is where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I got my doubts. And about, you know, different doctrines that's out there. But at the same time, those are my brothers, man. I stand with them. I'm not standing against them. I'm not going to talk bad of saying how wrong they are when it's me that could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? They could be dead right. But I'm just having the hardest time trying to digest what's been put out thus far. And it's these brothers that encourage me to look it up for myself. So that's what I've been doing, and this is where I'm at, right? I haven't got to where they're at yet, you know. This is where I'm at, and I'm openly studying some more, you know, on air. I'm a trucker by trade, and I still want to get into my studying as I kind of go with my career. So I just, there's one thing led to another. And I'm having this show, and I'm studying on the show. Okay, so with all of that being said, let me go ahead and get on into it, y'all. I guess they're not going to make it this go around, which is all good. Things come up. Things happen. It's all right. I'm going to just read this book. We're going to take some breaks. I want to make some progress in this Maccabees, right? So we can go and put this behind us right here. So right now, all I see is first and second Maccabees. I don't see Maccabees 3 and 4, but I heard there are a 3 and a 4. So we'll probably get to 3 and 4 later on. Right now, we're just going to get through these 1 and 2 Maccabees, and I don't know if we're going to move on to the New Testament or we're subject to go into another book, but we'll just see where it takes us, right? So let me, 2 Maccabees, there's only 15 chapters in here. I'm hoping to read chapter 8, 9, and 10. I don't know. I might try to get 11 too, right? Just because I want to go ahead and put, you know, my panel's not in, so I got plenty of time to read. So before I start reading, let me go ahead and take a little break right quick, man, before I even start reading. Get my throat right, you know what I'm saying? Get my mind right. You know what I'm saying? So let me go on and do that. Let me see. What song should I play, man? Yeah, let's go with Teach by Humble for Y'all. Yeah, because, you know, we're going to get into scriptures. All right. This song is called Teach, y'all. Y'all check it out.
Hit them with the fear of the Lord. Get
it out.
Put the song, chapter 111, verse 10.
Uh-huh.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
See, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, you begin to gain wisdom,
Father, please teach me how to overcome evil beneath me. Yeah, it take more than fringes and ZZ, cause the flesh of my body be sneaky. Demons wanna devour and eat me, whether radio, phone, or the TV. See, this walking the truth isn't easy. Yeah, but I read your scriptures and live them. Devil be blinding on me with precision. My spirit, you put limits in them. Sometimes I do not feel worthy of your kingdom, but I still stand tall when I sing it. Please do not take my life before the mission. I pray you grant me time to finish, so I don't bring disgrace to my lineage. This generation need healing. Heaven and hell with your choice, that's a given. Y'all don't really get it, just listen. It's like your spiritual body in prison. So thank the Most High for forgiveness and practice repentance. Ending is coming, start cleaning your spirit. Hope you avoiding that fiery sentence. Father, please teach me how to overcome evil beneath me. Yeah, it take more than fringes and ZZ, cause the flesh of my body be sneaky. Demons wanna devour and eat me, whether radio, phone, or the TV. See, this walking the truth isn't easy. See, this walking the truth isn't easy. Everybody scared of facing their past. Everybody scared of giving their last. Everybody out here chasing a bag, not knowing that it came with a tag. Ambition got them going, I said. Got drive, but they swerve off the path. Evil spirits, they observing they left. This verse of prayer, cause my spirit be sad. We say repent, but they soften they left. I will please do not show us your wrath. Have mercy when your spirit is mad. Baptize and get their spirit a bath. Most of them never grew up, they dead. The neighborhood is really all that they had. Time is ticking, it could end with a flash. Your grace and mercy really all that we have. Father, please teach me how to overcome evil beneath me. Yeah, it take more than fringes and ZZ. Cause the flesh on my body be sneaky. Demons wanna devour and eat me. Whether radio, phone, or the TV. See this walking, the truth isn't easy. See this walking, the truth isn't easy.
Yeah, who said be aware of the leaven? Whose word hold weight in the heaven? Who you think gon' pay what you owe? Who you think been getting you ready? Hamashiach, cause he paid it already. Flow cold like the face of a Yeti. We move in silence like the ancient spaghetti. I can really drop the bass if you ready. Babylon about to fall like a levee. I'm preparing while I'm hoping I'm ready. Trump gon' build that wall when you ready. We boxed in like we driving a Chevy. We in the book of Revelations already. Stay woke, cause it's about to get messy. Repent, not a frivolous message. Praying hard that the Father protects us. Father, please teach me. Yeah.
A good understanding of all day. Let's do his commandments.
So you get a good understanding when you follow his commandments. That's why we're able to come up here and tell you that you're Israel.
Right.
That's why we're able to come up here and correct you from your wickedness.
Right. Right.
Because we follow the commandments of the Most High God.
Right.
Therefore we get the wisdom and understanding of his word.
Right.
Right. We come out here and wake up our people. You so-called black. You so-called native. You so-called Hispanic. To come back to your true nationality.
Right. Right.
This is what you get from fearing the Most High God.
Right.
All right, we're back from that, and without further ado, let's go on and get into that second Maccabees, and let's get our read on. Let me make sure my mic is open, man, because that happened before. Okay, yeah, my mic is on. All right. All right, so we starting in chapter 8. Yeah, the beginning of chapter 8 of the second Maccabees, and, you know, I'm gonna try to get as much read as I can. And one more time, let me check my panel, see if anybody came in. Oh, Sister Thale is in. Let me speak to her before I get started.
Shalom, Sister Thale. Shalom, shalom.
To you. All right, you just in time.
Oh, it's okay.
I understand things happen. So I had a little introduction. It's kind of I went babbling about, you know, me stumbling into the truth and things. Not quite my full testimony, but I gave a little speech on what kind of led to me having this show. And and where am I at with my studying thus far, you know. And, you know, the things that that's controversial, you know, with my studying that I have compared to a lot of other brothers, you know. I don't see myself as a teacher. I'm still basically a student, an everyday person trying to read and understand this Bible like everybody else. And I do kind of want to add that in, that I just don't think nobody kind of got it all figured out. And we all just kind of finding our way, man, waking up, and we're all over the place, right?
Absolutely. None of us are perfect.
Right on.
Continue, brother. Go ahead and continue. I'll just comment in. Don't pay me no attention. Just let me be me.
All right. I want to make a comment, though.
I want to comment on what you just said.
Okay, go ahead.
You have to understand that the Most High, Ashiah, the Messiah, there's no one on this earth, this planet, that can just measure up and know the Father like that. I believe He give us levels of knowledge and understanding. He give each and every one of us what he want us to have. And he doesn't give everyone the same amount of knowledge and wisdom. So we have to understand that you have to be true to yourself and your creator, yourself, between you and your creator. Don't bring all of those other four and five other, you know, educated scholars and everything in the picture. You try to absorb as much information and knowledge and wisdom. And of course, you must pray for that to get that. And if you don't have the spirit, if you don't have the spirit within you and the determination and love to continue and to know that he is your God, the Most High, and he's creator and he's the first and the last and the beginning and the end of everything. And when you say he's the first and the end, there's nothing in the middle there. You know, it's the Most High, is the beloved Son, and you know our Savior. So, hey, there you go. So you have to be true to yourself, brother. And we're not all created equal to that point, because no one can tell him what to do, how to feel, and what and just map out. And he's not going to lay his plan out to no man. He's going to give them, and he's going to utilize them in the area or wherever he wants to use them, by whichever means is necessary to him, to his own desire. So we ask for his favor. We ask for his mercy. We ask for his forgiveness, because we are all sinners. We are all born into sin. I mean, that's why the Messiah came back in the first place. But that doesn't put us at a point to where we're so, we're like the Most High. There's no way. But we do have people that he have chosen. And they're the one that he has chosen to be leaders. And you would know them, because when they're talking and when they're telling you, they're not going to say anything to cause you to feel uncomfortable, or you have to, they're not going to hurt your feeling. Well, you know, the Most High is pretty bold. And when he talk about what he's going to do, I mean, that's pretty bold. I think Brother Ron said before, he's not going to come back as gentle and whatever, because this time when he come back, I think he's going to come back with a ball of fire. And this time he done gave everybody time to get it right. And now he's giving Israelites time to wake up. And there will be a lot of Israelites and people who are trying to search for the truth. They're missing the point. They're missing something. Because what they say, it doesn't have to be 100% correct. No way. Because how are we supposed to know exactly everything? I mean, how is this possible? You have mediums and people out there and doing all kinds of things and talk about, you know, their personal relationship with the Most High, which, hey, I'm included. I feel I have a personal relationship with the Most High. And for that, I'm true to myself, because I know where I'm at. I'm not a leader or anything like that either. I don't profess to be. I'm a child, and I'm his child, his servant, and I'm whatever he wants me to be. And he has total control in my life. My life do not actually belong to me. You know? So I know where the true power comes from. I know who picks you up when you're down and you have no one else on this planet. Come on now. So that's why you should never align yourself or compare yourself to anybody. You just be you, and he's using you in a way that's for laymans, for people like me, for people that's waking up. They're just like children. that they don't have that information. I mean, if you're 5 years old or whatever, and you can't make an A, you know, you learn something new. And you know, they have elementary school teachers. Believe you me, I know a lot of elementary school teachers that are not very smart. But at the level that they help these young children to learn just their alphabets, it's tremendous. It's the foundation for someone that's learning new things and building minds. So, you know, what we're doing now is Block Talk. Block Talk is all about basically, I think, being you, basically. It's not a lecture. It's not a class. We're not in a church setting or anything like that. No matter who you are, I'm sure everybody understands that you have a creator. But the only thing that you're missing the point on, he is the doggone creator of the doggone world. There's only one creator. Just one. But the beautiful thing about it all, we call him with different names, but he's still the same creator for you as he is for me. And so, being said that, brother, I just want to say that if we have the same creator, and you love and trust, and you want to follow his commandments and his statutes, you follow that, and that means that you and I should be able to talk because we both are faithful to the Creator, your Creator. It's okay to make him a personal Creator because we only have one life each, you know? So that's what we want to save. That's what we want to be. We have to prepare for when the Messiah returns. And at the rate we're going in this world and the corruption and everything else, brother, it's going to be, you can almost feel the last days here. And so we're shouting out and we're talking to those people, and we're not trying to give you educated voices or educated tones. We are everyday people trying to figure out what in the heck is going on and why. Why history, our past, has been erased. That we are now, because of all those good and smart people and everything, yeah, those scholars. Yeah, we got scholars. I understand that. But like I said, he used each and every one of us for what he need us to do and at different times. So all those people are not ancestors and that type of thing that all came before us. They were trailblazers. And the ones that are doing it now, trying to wake us all up, they're trailblazers. They're here for a reason. And if you're just starting out, guess what? Now is your time. He wants you to learn and pick up and then go forward. Because you got great golfers, great tennis people, but guess what? And they don't stay. Because there's always someone that's gonna come back and just a mite better. But they gotta get there. They gotta grow into themselves. And then they become better. So you're on a path. And let's just leave it at that. And I'm sorry for taking up your time, but, you know, I just get a little frustrated because this is new to me. I can't sit back and not what I have uncovered already and be silent. I can't. But, I mean, we'll have to go and take classes and learn and do how to do researching and everything, but I'm doing everything I can from my laptop right now. And what I'm uncovering is information that I think every last person should read, no matter who you are. Just read the information and you decide. You have a choice. You can get the information or you can dismiss the information. Because when the Messiah comes back, he's not gonna be picking and choosing. No. And he's not gonna give you another chance. This is your time. You wanna get it right. Now, thank you, brother, for that little bit of spiel. I'm so sorry. I done took up some of your talk time. So let's go. Let's get into it, because
it's all right. That's what it's all about.
Era is something, yeah.
That's what it's all about, all right?
Yeah.
Those
people,
it's
those
all
people
good.
Fought and died for their faith, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, Sister Dale, and I'm going to go and hop on in it. My goal
okay.
is to get 8, 9, and 10. Chapters
oh, okay.
8, 9, and 10. That's my goal. All
okay.
right? So here we go. I'm going to get started with it. All right? Put you on
all
hold.
Right.
All right, all right. Okay. You know what, Sister? Since it's just me and you, how about I leave your mic open? All right.
Okay.
And
okay.
yeah, if I read over some and you got something that you want to add into that, say so. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
yeah.
So. I'll wait, brother. I know I talk a lot, but I know patience. I know how to wait.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay,
okay,
I hear you. I'm going to start reading. All right,
okay.
2 Maccabees, chapter 8. Judas Maccabeus and they that were with him went privately into the town and called their kinfolks together and took unto them all such as continued in the Jews' religion and assembled about 6,000 men. And they called upon the Lord, that he would look upon the people that was trodden down of all, and also pity the temple profaned of ungodly men, and that he would have compassion upon the city, sore defaced, and ready to be made even with the ground, and hear the blood that cried unto him, and remember the wicked slaughter of harmless infants, and the blasphemies committed against his name, and that he would show his hatred against the wicked. Now when Maccabeus had his company about him, he could not be withstood by the heathen, for the wrath of the Lord was turned into mercy. Therefore he came at unawares, and burnt up towns and cities, and got into his hands the most commodious, and overcame and put to flight no small number of his enemies. But specially took he advantage of the night for such privately attempts, insomuch that the fruit of his holiness was spread everywhere. So when Philip saw that this man increased by little and little, and that things prospered with him still more and more, he wrote unto Ptolemy, the governor of Celesyria and Phinis, to yield more aid to the king's affairs. Then forthwith choosing Nicanor, the son of Patroclus, one of his special friends, he sent him with no fewer than 20,000 of all nations under him to root out the whole generation of the Jews. And with him he joined also Gorgias, a captain, who in matters of war, great experience. So Nicanor undertook to make so much money of the captive Jews and should defray the tribute of 2,000 talents, which the king was to pay to the Romans. Wherefore, immediately he sent to the cities upon the seacoast, proclaiming a sale of the captive Jews and promising that they should have 40 bodies for 1 talent, not expecting the vengeance that was to follow upon him from the Almighty God. Now when word was brought unto Judas of Nicanor's coming, and he had imparted unto those that were with him, that the army was at hand. Let me pause right there. So the plan was, since this all took in place, it's kind of skipping over Judas Maccabeus and the things he did, but he didn't already started fighting back. And things were prospering under Judas Maccabeus. And this is saying that they planned on just taking all these Jews and selling them as slaves over the Greek Empire, and the Romans are ready to buy some slaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when all and he rounded up this great army because they finna come and get all the Jews they can, right? And you know, that plucked them out of Israel. And so when Judas Maccabeus heard that they was coming, I guess he's finna, you know, he's praying and things like that, and he's getting ready for this big fight. I just had to throw it in to make sure I'm understanding, you know what I'm saying, what's all kind of laying down here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, verse 13. They that were fearful and distrusted the justice of God fled and conveyed themselves away. Others sold all that they had left and withdrawal besought the Lord to deliver them. Sold by the wicked Nicanor before they met together. And if not for their own sakes, yet for the covenants he had made with their fathers and for his holy and glorious namesake by which they were called. So Maccabeus called his men together unto the number of 6,000. And exhorted them not to be stricken with terror of the enemy, nor to fear the great multitude of the heathen who came wrongly against them, but to fight manfully and to set before their eyes the injury that they had unjustly done to the holy place and the cruel handling of the city, whereof they made a mockery and also taken away of the government of the forefathers. Of their forefathers. For they said, he trusts in their weapons and boldness, but our confidence is in the Almighty, who at a bet can cast down both them that come against us and also of the world. Moreover, he recounted. What's that, Sistel?
Exactly what I just said. What did I say prior? He's the creator of the world.
Uh-huh.
That's what we must trust in, the Almighty God, who can by a mere nod destroy not only those who attack us, but even the whole world. Point blank. That's all I'm saying.
Right on.
And that's the reason why Maccabees was taken out of the King James Bible. Because from this we learn, from this history, that they were sold first. Before the slave trade. Because the Jews escaped. And, you know, they when the ones that got away, they got away. And so Rome, the European, of course, they are just trying to clean up what their ancestors started, the remnants. So, brother, keep on going. I'm sorry to interrupt that.
Okay, verse 19?
Yeah.
Okay, verse 19. Moreover, he recounted unto them what helps their forefathers had found and how they were delivered when under Sennacherib, 185,000 perished. And he told them of the battle that they had in Babylon with the Galatians, how they came by 8,000 in all to the businesses. And 4,000 Macedonians, and that the Macedonians being perplexed, the 8,000 destroyed and 120,000 because of the help that they had from heaven, and so received a great booty. Thus, when he had made them bold with these words and ready to die for the law and the country, he divided his army into four parts and joined with himself his own brethren, leaders of each band, to wit, Simon and Joseph and Jonathan, giving each one 1,500 men. Also, he appointed Eleazar to read the holy book. And when he had given them this watchword, the help of God himself leading the first band. And by the help of the Almighty, they slew above 9,000 of their enemies and wounded and maimed the most part of Nicanor's host, and so put all to flight and took their money that came to buy them and pursued them far, but lacking time, they returned. For it was the day before the Sabbath, and therefore they would no longer pursue them. So when they had gathered their armor together and spoiled their enemies, they occupied themselves about the Sabbath, yielding exceeding praise and thanks to the Lord, who had preserved them unto that day, which was the beginning of mercy distilling upon them. And after the Sabbath, when they have given part of the spoils to the maimed and to the widows and orphans, the residue that divided among themselves and their servants. When this was done, and they had made a common supplication, they besought the merciful Lord to be reconciled with his servants forever. Moreover, of those that were with Timotheus and Bacchides, who fought against them, they slew above 20,000 and very easily got high and strongholds and divided among themselves many spoils more and made the maimed and orphans and widows, yea, and have aged also equal in spoils with themselves. And when they have gathered their armor together, they laid them up all carefully in coveted places, and the remnant of the spoils they brought to Jerusalem. They slew all Philocarp, person who was with Timotheus and had annoyed the Jews many ways. Furthermore, at such times as they kept the feast for the victory of their country, they burnt the Philistines that had set fire upon the holy gates, who had fled into the little house. And so he received a reward meet for his wickedness. As for the most ungracious Nicanor, who had brought 1,000 merchants to buy the Jews, he was through the help of the Lord brought down by them, of whom he made least account. And putting off his glorious apparel and discharging his company, he came like a fugitive servant through the midland into Antioch, having very great dishonor, for that his host was destroyed. Thus he that took upon him to make good to the Romans their tribute by means of captives in Jerusalem told abroad that the Jews had God to fight for them, and therefore they could not be hurt because they followed the laws that he gave them. All right, that's all chapter 8. All right, let me get started on chapter 9. About that time, Antiochus, with dishonor out of the country of Persia, for he had entered the city called Persepolis and went about to rob the temple and to hold the city, whereupon the multitude, running to defend themselves with their weapons, put them to flight. And so it happened that Antiochus, being put to flight of the inhabitants, returns with shame. Now, when he came to Ecbatane, news was brought to him that had happened unto Nicanor and Timotheus. Then, swelling with anger, he thought to avenge upon the Jews the disgrace done unto him by those that he made him flee. Therefore commanded he his chariotmen to drive out, ceasing and dispatching the journey, the judgment of God now following him, For he has spoken proudly in his sword that he would come to Jerusalem and make it a common burying place for the Jews. But the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, smote him with an incurable and invincible plague. Or as soon as he had spoken these words, a pain of the bowels that was remediless, there was no remedy, remediless, came upon him, and sore torment of the inner parts, and that most unjustly, for he had tormented others, men's bowels, with many and strange torments. Howbeit, he nothing at all ceased from his bragging, but still was filled with pride, breathing out fire in his rage against the Jews, and commanding to haste the journey. But it came to pass that he fell down from his own chariot, carried violently, so that having a sore fall, all the members of his body were in much pain. Okay. And thus he that a little afore thought he might command the waves of the sea, so proud was he beyond the condition of man, and waved of high mountains in a balance, was now cast on the ground and carried in horse litter, shewing forth unto all the manifest power of God, so that the worms rose out of his body of the wicked man. And while he lived in sorrow and pain, his flesh fell away, and the filthiness of his smell was nauseum to all his army. And the man that thought a little afore he could reach the stars of heaven, no man could endure to carry for his intolerable stink. Here, therefore, being plagued, he began to leave off his great pride and to come to the knowledge of himself by the scourge of God, his pain increasing every moment. And when he himself could not abide his own smell, he said these words, "It is meet to be subject unto God, and that a man that is mortal should not proudly think of himself if he were God." This wicked person vowed also unto the Lord, who now no more would have mercy upon him, saying thus, that the holy city to the which he was going in haste to lay it even with the ground and to make it a common burying place, he was set at liberty. And as touching the Jews, whom he had judged not worthy so much as to be buried, but to be cast out with their children to be devoured of the fowls and wild beasts, he would make them all equals to the citizens of Athens. And the holy temple, which before he had spoiled, he would garnish with goodly gifts and restore all the holy vessels with many more, and out of his own revenue defray the charges belonging to the sacrifices. Yea, and that also he would become a Jew himself and go through all the world that was inhabited and declare the power of God. But for all this, his pain. What's that, Bob?
Yeah.
Now, exactly. This is the same Antiochus. This is the same Antiochus that killed that woman and her seven sons, right?
Yeah.
And so here he is in Persia. He tried to, retake Persia area, and he was defeated by those Persian folks.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander the Great already conquered this land, but he was trying to reestablish because they was trying to act up over there. And he thought he was just going to, win easily, But he got defeated. And then he heard that the Jews were winning winning battles, back home.
Mm-hmm.
So he's upset, and he was ready to, go back home and destroy, fight against the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said something about
also?
This. No, he was a Gentile. You know what I'm saying? He was a Greek. He was a Greek.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Okay, but he's saying that while he was saying what he's going to do to the Jews when he get back home, mm-hmm. all of a sudden he had this pain in his stomach. And
yeah,
then all
right.
of a sudden he had some, yeah, uncurable, the plague just came up on him. And it says something about his flesh rotting away.
Yeah, right.
And every minute it just got worse and worse, and he used to start decaying, and he ended up falling
yeah.
off his horse, and his whole body aching,
yeah.
and it's covering his whole body. His men that was around him was trying to take care of him, but all, he stank so bad. His skin
yeah.
was rotting
yeah.
away on his bones, it seemed like.
Yeah, right.
So he was just, yeah, stinking real, real bad. And apparently they couldn't stop it, you know. And it was
yeah.
then that he had a change of heart. And he said, their God is on me, and he is really, you know, taking a number on me. And I would, instead of harming the Jews, I would set them all free. I would make them equal to the folks in Athens. You know, I would, all the things that I did to them, I'd take it all back and redo their temple. I turn it all the way around. All the wicked I done did to him, I'll make
mm-hmm.
it right. And then I'll tell everybody that I'm a Jew too, you know?
Yeah.
And I will proudly say that I'm a Jew too to all the people around the world. You know? If they
yeah.
could just only make this stop, make this disease get off of me, I would do all
yeah.
these things.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. So that happened.
I mean.
Right.
Well, see, yeah, compare this, brother, to the Gentile have a way to come into the kingdom. They will have to know who they are. And they have to know who we are. And yes, they must want to do what the Most High wants them to do and believe in Him, the Most High. When He say, my people, understand who is my people. And once they realize that, they will do the same thing. And so when the Messiah comes back, he's going to say, now, do you believe in me, you know, or do your hatred puts you in Hades, which is a good choice. I mean, you go one way or the other, simple as that. So this guy here has realized at the point of death, now, it's just not the fight. It's just not worth it. It's not worth your life, your soul. So you might as well give in to what the Holy Book is telling you and not what scholars are telling you, because they're writing it wrong. And that's why this has been removed from your knowledge. Just like they're doing now in Florida. They don't want our history to even come into the schools, but we can learn about everything else. I mean, they tried to force me to learn Spanish, and I just couldn't do it. So, you know, it's just that odd that they won't let us learn about us. And so the same thing is just... centuries ago, but it's awful how they mimic each other through the centuries, thousands of years. They keep yeah. mimicking and following through. But it's the
okay.
hatred. Yeah, it's the hatred that does that. Not the
right.
not the will of God. So let's continue, brother. Which one are you on, 19?
Let me read 18 again.
Okay. Thank
all right.
you.
okay. But for all of But for all this, his pains would not cease, for the judgment of God was come upon him. Therefore, despairing of his health, he wrote unto the Jews this letter, unwritten, containing the form of supplication after this manner. Antiochus, king and governor, to the good Jews, his citizen, wishes much joy, health, and prosperity. If ye and your children fare well, and your affairs be to your contentment, I give very great thanks to God, having my hope in heaven. As for me, I was weak, or else I would have remembered kindly your honor and goodwill returning out of Persia. And being taken with a grievous disease, I thought it necessary to care for the common safety of all, not distrusting mine health, but having great hope to escape this sickness. But considering that even my father, at what time he led an army into the high countries, appointed a successor, to the end that if anything fell out of contrary to expectations, or if any tidings were brought that were grievous, they of the land, knowing to whom the state was left, might not be troubled. Again, considering how that the princes that are borderers and neighbors unto my kingdom wait for opportunity and expect what shall be the event, I have appointed my son Antiochus king, whom I often committed and commended unto many of you when I went up into the high provinces, to whom I have written as follows. Therefore I pray and request you to remember the benefits that I have done unto you generally and in special, and that every man will be still faithful to me and my son. For I persuaded that he, understanding my mind, will favorably and graciously yield to your desires. Thus the murderer and blasphemer, having suffered most grievously as he entreated other men, so died he a miserable death in a strange country in the mountains. And Philip, that was brought up with him, carried away his body, who also, fearing the son of Antiochus, went into Egypt to Ptolemais, Philometor. Okay, that's the end of chapter 9. And I remember when Antiochus died in First Maccabees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it didn't say that he said all of that right there. But now I kind of see why, you know, some great fortune, kind of some good things kind of came their way. But then that led to more folks that Judas had to fight. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
All right,
there's
chapter 10. Okay, go ahead.
His son, he thinks that he told his son and how to treat the Jews, and his son probably had his own way of doing things, and he disagreed with his father. So who knows?
Well, if you remember it in First Maccabees, Demetrius come into play, and he ended up killing his son and Philip, I believe, and Lucius.
Oh, okay.
Lucius,
yeah, okay.
You remember?
Yeah,
yeah, Lucius
okay, yeah,
killed
right.
Philip, and then Demetrius killed his, yeah. And Demetrius is this guy's brother.
Yeah.
Right? I believe so. All right. So, yeah.
Well,
that
he thought like
kinda...
he...
Okay, go ahead.
So
go ahead.
He thought like him. So they thought alike at first. And all they had was hate and evilness in their hearts. And so, but when he changed the minds of Philip and his son during their reign, they changed their attitudes and everything. So there was a little time limit there, time area where the Jews was living in peace until, like you said, Demetrius rose up and did what he did. Okay, so let's continue, brother.
Okay, but I got something else I want to also throw in. That when we do get into the New Testament, all right, mm-hmm. when we do get into the New Testament, We got Apostle Paul, who was a citizen of Rome, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's from the tribe of Benjamin, right? He's from the tribe of Benjamin, and he was a citizen of Rome. So that lets you know that he's part of these people who was carried away into the Rome area. You see what I'm saying? I just want to kind of throw that in there. How did the Benjamites and part of some Jews get into Rome and was living in Rome? It's during these type of times like this where remnants of the southern kingdom was, you know, moved up north, you know what I'm saying, into Greek and Rome territory.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they became citizens of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
hey,
I just want to
let me add to that, brother. There's a quote, more it's kind of cliche, but in the business world, when I was young and came out of college, in order to continue working and to go into places that was previously forbidden for people of my color, I prayed about it, and I went and I had the Lord go with me. I had to do that all the time, but I said, well, when in Rome, you act like the Romans, because all they see what they think they made you, but you are not, to just know who you are. And so, brother, I told several people, I said, you know what, you know, because the lady told me when I first started, and the other lady, she was leaving, she said, you can't stay here, you can't, you know. And I said, what? Why? She said, oh, man, I can't sleep. She said, I can't sleep at night. I'm having dreams and nightmares, and I can't live like this. And people, they're just so prejudiced and hateful, and they do things. And I'm thinking, oh, this is not me. And you know the reason why it's not me? It's because I have a special, I'm equipped. I have something that they can't control. They don't have the power. They're not going to move me. And I said, you know, I prayed about it. Even while I was standing there after she said that, I thought about her and I thought how weak we are. Where is our faith? You know? And so, brother, I just want to show you that, you know, we just got to keep on. And I had to make sure that I took the Lord with me and he was in control. But my first thing that I want to do is do his will. And the next thing I want to do, I just want him to make me able to do the job for my family.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Know, having my home built. That type of thing, you know, going through the divorce.
Yes,
he carried me. He carried me with four kids. So, you know, and finished paying for my house. At 1 year after having it built. So, brother, that is nothing but the Almighty that did that.
Yes, man. All praises.
All praises to the Most High. And you know, I hate that I'm just interfering with your recap of this here, but it's so important that now I see why this out. And so, you know, for people like me that's not, didn't know anything or anything about this, it's amazing. Who was going to tell us? You know, how were we going to get this information if we didn't have leaders and strong men and women out there, trailblazers, and opening the doors and the knowledge and wisdom and information, giving us some information that is going to save our souls. Okay, I am so sorry to keep on doing that. I can't help myself sometimes because... You know, this is that's the reason why I came up with Thoughts by Thelma, because Thelma seems to have lots of thoughts And they're not because of scholarly education. It's because I have a personal relationship with the Most High. Point blank. Mm. You know, it's not between me and any minister or whomever. Of course, I seek for knowledge and wisdom and the lessons and things like that because I know why, you know, if they're appointed, I understand that. It's for my benefit. But I know when I want the power, I know where I'm going to get it. When I ask and it's his will, I don't need anyone to confirm anything for me. I don't. Because my faith, my belief is just that strong. Kind of like the Maccabean people. Oh, the brothers, go ahead. Go ahead. We got to be that way. We have to be strong like that.
All
though.
Right.
We
got to
fight. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. I want to take this time out to take a little break, man. Clear my throat. I'm going to try to knock out this chapter 10 before we end the show.
Yeah, just meet me, brother. Just meet me, okay?
No, I'm not. No, that's what we want, Sister Tell. Yeah, that's okay. What we want. You know, we can always read these chapters. But let me go and take a little break, a little breather, and we'll come back and knock out that chapter 10. All right. Put you on hold. And let me play another song. Let's play. We're going to get into chapter 10. I think it's going to be a real good chapter. Let's play Blue Sky right here.
What you making in the sky, my king? Is that New Jerusalem I see? You giving sight to the blind, my king. Your children can't wait till you come down, my king. Yeah. Prophecy coming to pass. Psychological war when the chosen is ending fast. Don't ever stop short, your head might just go through the glass. Buy the truth and sell it not, it's the most valuable thing you have. Liars gon' hate you, manipulators, they gon' say you trash. Cowards gon' comment on your posts on fake pages, just laugh. You blessed when people call you evil for the sake of Yah. His love is inconceivable, they put away my crimes. He lead his sheep by the still waters and turn the lakes to wine. So many prayers, how does mine deserve a response? That's a gift, it's no boasting in being chosen. But your emotions, you gotta rule, remain a discipline and focus. If you bow out, then it's hopeless, don't terminate your devotion. Demons destroy peace with commotion, sit by the ocean. Don't get peeled up when it feel rough, get built up in the spirit. Part of me as I tilt my cup, I'm trying to fill you up with these lyrics, yeah. What the Most High making in that blue sky? A new heaven for you and I.
Calm down.
A new heaven for you and I.
Calm down.
New Jerusalem make me wanna cry. Yeah, and my faith ain't up for debate. Transparency is the topic of discussion when I pray. And apparently, I was 8 when destiny started taking shape. Yeah, I stepped into this place with a recipe for the hate. I love my neighbor like I love myself and bless him with a plate. And like Jonathan's revelation, it was a scroll that we just ate. I'm in a solar power state and I'm melanated by grace. Who knows, today could be the day he blows the trumpet in our face. Could be the end and then beginning like Esau and Jacob. It'd be the beginning of the end once we decide to wake up. Stop pulling these capers, chewing on raisins, touching up faces. Like makeup, back to the basics, throwing on ASICs, dipping on Satan, running amok, my father the greatest, creator of the sun that's above, got too many haters, you hate cause it's the shade that you love, don't do me no favors, my faith is in the rock of ages, when I'm on these stages, I'm faceless, you get all the praises, salute. What you making in the sky, my king, is that New Jerusalem I see, you giving sight to the blind, my king, your children can't wait till you come down, my king. What the Most High making in that blue sky? A new heaven for you and I.
Calm down.
A new heaven for you and I.
Calm down.
A new heaven for you and I.
All right, Sister Dale. Okay. Yeah, let's get with it. Let's get with it. See, we got 20 minutes left. Might go over just a tad bit. But, yeah, I'm going to try to get started on that chapter 10. Let me check on my chat room. Oh, the chat room is open. For those that want to, that's with us online. All right.
Okay.
Trying to observe that. Let them know that I can see their writing,
yeah,
their text. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So without further ado, let me get started on chapter 10, get it knocked out. Now, Maccabeus and his company, the Lord guided them, were covered the temple and the city. But the altars, which the heathen had built in the open street, and also the chapels, they pulled down. And having cleansed the temple, they made another altar. And striking stones, they took fire out of it and offered a sacrifice after 2 years and set forth incense and light and shewbread. When that was done, they fell flat down and besought the Lord that they might come no more into such trouble. But if they sinned any more against him, that he himself would chasten them with mercy, and that they might not be delivered unto the blasphemous and barbarous nations. Now, upon the same day that the strangers profaned the temple, on the very same day it was cleansed again, even the 5th and 20th day of the same month, the 5th and 20th day of the same month, which is Kislev. Okay, so what they're describing right now is the Feast of Dedication. Okay? So
yeah,
he's saying that he's making a promise to God, like, right now we witness that you're fighting for us. We're looking at this prosperity you gave us. We were building our temple. We got claim over our towns. We know you didn't help us defeat these armies. We even got a king giving us praise who was just claiming he was about to come kill us all. He's writing letters that he's giving us praise. Now he's on his deathbed in agony, right? And we know that's you. You know what I'm saying? And so here he is making a feast of dedication, right? Rededicating himself in the temple, right?
Yeah.
And it says the 5th and 20th day. That's the 25th, right? And the same month, which is Kislev, which is the 9th month, which is how we say it on the Roman calendar. It would be like December the 25th, right? The 9th month, right? You know what I mean?
But
Hanukkah,
the first month
basically.
Is...
Go ahead.
Okay. I like to say the 9th month, and I was just thinking that, but according to the, is it the Hebrew calendar? The first month is...
That's right.
Okay.
You got April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and November. That 9th month is December.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, April being the first, so you start your count. Well, May.
Okay. I got you now.
So,
yeah. Now.
Right. So, So, but that could be, you know, I'm just putting what he's saying into our calendar we got today.
Basically. Okay,
But in the Hebrew calendar, it may be, it's off, it's different. Instead of the December 25th, it could very easily be like the 10th or so, because the way they calculated their days.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know. It was the 25th day of how they calculated the days. I'm just kind of throwing at it. So verse 6, and they kept the 8 days with gladness as in the Feast of Tabernacles, remembering that not long before they had held the Feast of Tabernacles, when as they wandered in the mountains in dens like beasts. All right, so before all the fighting took place, the Feast of Tabernacles, they were you know, having it on the run, on the outside of Jerusalem, hiding from authorities. And now look at them. Now they're got their temple and they praising in the middle of Jerusalem right here. So they know that the Most High is with them, right? Therefore, they are bare branches and fair boughs and palms also. They sang psalms unto him that have given them good success in cleansing his place. They are ordained also by a common statute and decree that every year those days should be kept of the whole nation of the Jews. And this was the end of Antiochus, called Epiphanes. Now will we declare the acts of Antiochus Eupator, who was the son of this wicked man, gathering briefly the calamities of the wars. So when he was come to the crown, he set one Lysias over the affairs of his realm and appointed him his chief governor, Celesirius of Venice. For Ptolemy, that was called Macris, choosing rather to do justice unto the Jews for the wrong that had been done unto them, enduring to continue peace with them. Okay, endeavored to continue peace with them. Whereupon, being accused of the king's friends before Eupator and called traitor at every word because he had left Cyprus, that Palamater had committed unto him, and departed to Antiochus Epiphanes, and seeing that he was in no honorable place, he was discouraged, that he poisoned himself and died. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so Ptolemy's, okay, let me wrap my mind of what's being said here. Like I said, I'm an everyday person. I'm not a scholar, y'all, but I believe is what it's saying, something to the fact about the old king had died, right, and the new guy has came up. All right, and he was gathering briefly the calamities of the wars. Okay, and this Antiochus, which is the, might as well say Junior, his last name is Eupator instead of Epiphanes, right? And he was the son of this king that just died. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And there, I remember this Lysias from First Maccabees. All right, so I remember they was battling with this Lysias. So I guess this the son, they was beefing with the son. And it says something about Ptolemy that was called back when choosing rather to do justice unto the Jews for the wrong that had been done to them, endeavored to continue peace with them. So Ptolemy is trying to, go for peace to the Jews. That's what it's saying.
It sounds like he could not command them to change.
This Ptolemy, it was him that killed himself, drunk some poison, and killed himself. Whereupon, being accused of the king's friends before Eupator, that's the son, and called traitor at every word, because he had left Cyprus, that Philometer.
I think he's the first.
Had committed unto him. Departed into Antiochus Epiphanes. And seeing that he was in no honorable place, he was discouraged, that he poisoned himself and died.
They called him a traitor. They called him a traitor and that type thing.
For
so,
wanting peace.
The friends of...
For wanting peace. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Yeah, for wanting peace. Right. Yeah. So
Okay, let me go on and get this knocked out right quick.
Yes, sir.
But when Georgius was governor of the whole, He hired soldiers and nourished war continually with the Jews. And therewithal, the Idumeans, Edomites, having gotten into their hands the most commodious holds, kept the Jews occupied and receiving those that were banished from Jerusalem. They went about to nourish the war. Then they that were with Maccabeus made supplication and besought God that he would be their helper. And so they ran with violence upon the strongholds of the Idumeans. When you hear Idumeans, that's Edomites, all right? And assaulting them strongly, they won the holds and kept off that fought upon the wall and slew all that fell into their hands and killed no fewer than 20,000. Okay, so the Edomites are definitely in cahoots with the Greeks, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And because certain who were no less than 9,000 were fled together into two very strong castles, having all manner of things convenient to sustain the siege, Maccabeus left Simon and Joseph and Zacchaeus also, and them that were with him, who were enough to besiege him, and departed himself unto those places which more needed his help. Now they that were with Simon, being led with covetousness, were persuaded for money through certain of those that were in the castle, and took 70,000 drams, and let some of them escape. Okay. So some of these, they were besieging where all these folks were, getting
mm-hmm.
ready to kill them all. And some
mm-hmm.
of these Israelites, being persuaded with money, let some
mm-hmm.
of those Edomites get away free.
Yeah, see, money is the
right?
root of all evil. Yeah.
But
yep.
when he was told Maccabeus what was done, he called the governors of the people together and accused those men that they had sold their brethren for money and set their enemies free to fight against them. So we slew those that were found traitors and immediately took the two castles. And having good success with his weapons and all things that he took in hand, he slew in the two holds more than 20,000. Now Timotheus, whom the Jews had overcome before, when he had gathered a great multitude of foreign forces and horses out of Asia, not a few, came as though he would take Jewry by force of arms. But when he drew near, that they were with Maccabeus, turned themselves to pray unto God, and sprinkled the earth upon their heads, and girded their loins with sackcloth, and fell down at the foot of the altar, and besought him to be merciful to them, and to be an enemy to their enemy, and an adversary to their adversary, as the law declared. So after the prayer, they took their weapons and went on further from the city. And when they drew near to their enemies, they kept by themselves. Now the sun being newly risen, they joined both together, the one part having together with their virtue their refuge, also unto the Lord for a pledge of their success and victory, the other side making their rage leader of their battle. But when the battle waxed strong, there appeared unto the enemies from heaven five comely men upon horses, the bridles of gold, and two of them led the Jews, and took Maccabeus between them, and covered him on every side weapons, and kept him safe, but shot arrows and lightning against the enemy, so that being confounded with blindness and full of trouble, they were killed, and there was slain a footman 20,500 and 600 horsemen. As for Timotheus himself, he fled into a very stronghold called Gara, where Chiras was governor. But they that were with Maccabeus laid siege against the fortress courageously 4 days, and they that were within, trusting to the strength of the place, blasphemed exceedingly and uttered wicked words. Nevertheless, upon the fifth day, early 20 young men of Maccabeus' company inflamed with anger because of the blasphemy, assaulted the wall manly, and with fierce courage killed all that they met withal. Others likewise ascended after them while they were busy with them that were within, burnt the towers and kindled fires, burnt the blasphemers alive, and others broke open the gates, and having received in the rest of the army, they took the city and killed Timotheus that was hid in a certain pit, and Chiras, his brother, and Apollophanes. When this was done, they praised the Lord with songs and thanksgiving, who had done so great things for Israel and given them the victory. All right, that's end of chapter 10.
All right. That's something.
Yeah. So I read 8, 9, and 10. So we're making good progress. All right. Tomorrow I'm open to read 11, 12, and 13. So, yeah, that's that, y'all. Let's see here. We got 3 minutes left.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'll go over to. Yes. So what do you think about what we read so far, Stel?
Hey, this is eye opening for me. Like I just said earlier, this explains the reason why it's not in the King James Version. Really explains. I mean, I've never read this before. It mimics, there's so much mimics this part of the history of the Israelites. They didn't want us to know that Jews were slaves coming out of Israel as slaves and sold for money. I mean, I don't remember that. The only history I've learned is the ones that was killed by the Russians and what have you and all that. And they never tell us where they came from. until don't tell you that in history, American history and all other world history, which is a requirement to finish high school, world history. And you got to have government. So you see, They planted all this information in us and made sure that we got it. Because if we didn't get it, you didn't graduate. If you didn't pass, you must. So you can see how we getting it. We had to get this information, and there's nothing else to believe, then you don't know what else to believe. And that's how we were blind, you know? So, brother, this is this is really good, and I can see how this is repeated, you know, and I can see how important the story of the Maccabees is to the Israelites. All praises to the Most High. And it shows also how, once again, his power overcame adversity. And the people saw, you know, they saw this. So what they do and how they fall behind is when they become disobedient. Because when you're obedient, you have that aid, you have the wrath of the Most High behind you. And what am I trying to say, brother? You can't surrender. He just put it to rest. He just wipe you out. Yeah. He don't take prisoners, basically, is what I was trying to say. You know, because when he say, distinguish a nation, when he say get rid of the evil ones, oh man, he's not playing. We shouldn't play either. And we need to know which side we're really on. So, thank you, brother. And I'll let you have a closing remarks. And I'm going to say shalom, shalom, and wish you safe travels.
All right. I wanted to say for my closing that, man, we're studying on air. This is raw, and it's just us and our opinions. We welcome any brothers that got more knowledge on the subject, any brothers or sisters. We're open, and we would love to have y'all call in. The next show is tomorrow at 5 p.m., and, I don't know if I'll be driving or what at that time. I'm hoping not. But I would love to have y'all call in and participate with the studying. But we are everyday people. And Sister Thale, we just letting our light shine, right? We just letting our light shine. And as we study online and on this show, openly and humbly, we don't know it all. We trying to figure it out, right?
Right.
So that's the beauty of it all. And let me go ahead and put you on hold, Sister Thale, as I end the show. Shalom, shalom to you, sister.
Shalom,
and,
shalom.
And look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. And we're going to...
sisters and brothers.
Yes. We're going to let our light shine. That's going to be our outro.
Yeah.
See y'all tomorrow. All right? Shalom, shalom. All right, Sister Thale. And so let me go and play that jam as my outro, and I'll see y'all tomorrow, man. 5 p.m. Central Time. All right, shalom.
Matthew chapter 5, looking at verses 14 through 16, the title of this message is Let Your Light Shine. Let your light shine. Oh, this is very important. I don't have to tell you how dark things are in our world. As we know how dark things are, what should our response be? Oh, I'm ashamed to say that many of us, we've grown accustomed to the darkness. It says you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand that it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Hallelujah. We gon' shine a light and let them all shine. We gon' shine a light and let them all shine. We gon' shine a light and let them all shine. We gon' shine a light and let them all shine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We gon' shine a light and let them all shine. We gon' shine a light and let them all shine. We gon' shine a light and let them all shine. We gon' shine a light and let them all shine. You don't praise the Father, yet you lost me. I swear it feel like basketball the way they cross me. Feeling like a muscle, they exhaust me. But I praise the Most High, no lie. I say, no lie, bow ties, no lie. But I praise the Most High, no lie. I say, no lie, bow ties, no lie. Demons be coming, but we not running, cause we are chosen, ay. I tell them repent, I swear it humongous, y'all is amongst us, ay. Demons be coming, but we not running, cause we are chosen, ay. I tell them repent, I swear it humongous, y'all is amongst us, ay. Yeah. A million watts when I step in, see the light, yeah. I'm meditating, seeing angels on my right, yeah. I tap in, they transport me like flight, yeah. Second max speed, chapter 7, we not getting caught. What you so called, this is not a sport, this is real life. Go against the dog, try to knock us off, that's a heavy cost, but we still fight. I can see the devil, please knock it off, we know you soft, don't get high. Benjamin, my tribe, yeah, we pray God, but I see the demons, so I still fight. Shalom. We gon' shine a light and let